Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Well, it's a sign of desperation, or is it a sign of the apocalypse, or is it both? Jim Kenney, we're moments away, we'll play you some of Jim Kenney coming out of retirement. He's been retired his whole adult life. He's never worked a job in his life. He gave up being over in the wine aisle at Wegmans to do a press conference today. We're not exactly sure where it was from. Why Jim Kenney? The Harris campaign tagging him in.
Where'd they find him?
That's exactly right. To talk about things like Project 2025, unions, to underscore threats of Trump's Project 2025 agenda for workers, Jim Kenney. Also, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, you know, a typical Joe Biden dope in Scranton. We'll play you a little bit of what he said at his news conference. You have it?
Yeah, I got a little bit for you.
Okay, yeah, let's give it a taste. I know Henry's working on the back room on the side wings of the great man. I didn't hear it. I was traveling that he attacked Oaks, Pennsylvania, or talked about various wines at Wegmans around gun control.
Yeah.
But he did say this.
Yeah, this is how he let off, Dom. Take a listen about being a paper route guy.
I want to talk a little personal experiences to give you some idea of where I come from in my life. When I was 14 or 15 years old, I got up before sunrise to deliver the Philadelphia Inquirer to my paper route every morning. It was a difficult job, especially for a teenager to get up that early and those things. And then I went on to a union restaurant and washed dishes.
A union restaurant?
Union house. Yeah. I became a busboy in the same union house and a bartender. And all my family have been involved in some form or another with organized labor.
Of course.
That's the reason why of my course. Parents could take as good care of us as they did. That's why we could go for a vacation for a week in Wildwood when we did and could buy a car every now and then for a few years.
They named after him?
So those are the, and the reason why I tell you those anecdotes is because a guy like Donald Trump never had a summer job.
Imagine this clown, this lazy miserable, somebody who for his lifetime has been at the government trough like a hog. Talking about Donald Trump, who's created more jobs than any of these 100 people put together. This is what they have. They're reduced to Jim Kenney's paper route now. I need some fact checkers on this. You see Jim Kenney waddling out of there at 4 or 5 in the morning delivering papers. But there's more. Kenney goes on to talk about Biden, Harris, Walz are working people who will just tell you, Trump will just tell you what you want to hear. Cut to here, I have it as.
The Biden, Harris, and Walz, they grew up similar to the way I grew up. And they had those experiences, single parent. Walz, Governor Walz is in the Midwest.
Great public
solid
speaker,
people.
This guy.
Single parent.
That's what union members who are on the fence, I don't know why anybody at this point would be on the fence, to tell you the truth, have to think about what Donald Trump's experience in life is and how he would treat you and look at you. He will tell you today, when he gets to Scranton, everything you want to hear. Will he follow through with it? No. Will he lie? Yes. And I think that that's what people have to, and again, Billy is correct. You know, the presidency goes through Pennsylvania. And we have to turn out in Philly, turn out in Scranton, and we have to turn out in the rest of the state to make sure that we don't go through this nightmare again of four more years of this mess. I mean, Mayor Page knows back during COVID, it was a disaster. I mean, no testing, no vaccines.
This guy,
brought us the vaccine, you clown?
Oh gosh! Oh man!
Is that all we have?
We got more.
Yeah, I can't get enough of this. And our listeners, you know, it's been a while.
It's been so long since.
And again,
fantastic.
He
voice.
Is a walking disgrace to show you how bad Philadelphia is. That he was elected not just once but twice. They don't care. This guy is the epitome of the worst.
A sanctuary city.
There's that too. The worst. Imagine this guy actually being in a union hall with some of our listeners. If you're a union guy, what would you say to Jim Kenney, 855-839-1210, to his face? He's not going to go into a union hall and tell you he was a paper boy, this clown. All right, Dan, what else did Kenney have to say?
The problem even existed. People dying by the thousands. I mean, I can't imagine having him in the White House again, especially with a attitude that he can do anything he wants, that he's got immunity from the Supreme Court.
Oh God!
And I think we would be in line for an absolute disaster. So I would argue that you should get out, vote for Harris and Walz, and as Vice President Harris has said recently, turn the page on this nightmare, because it's all it's been is a nightmare. So I thank you for allowing me to be here today. And I think that we really need to make sure we follow through with this and get this job done.
I wonder how much Jim Kenney was paid to travel all the way to Scranton. Was he paid in wine from Wegmans? That would be a big bill. I'll just take my bar tab for the day. The Biden campaign. Whoa, wait a minute. We have an unlimited budget.
There's right. One more cut, too.
Oh, okay. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Here's a little bit more.
So the awkwardness of Jim Kenney still lives on to this day. Take a listen to when he finishes speaking and the awkwardness of how long it takes before someone else picks it up.
Clap now.
And get this job done. So with that, I want to turn it over to Bill Troutman of IBW.
Bill? Did the lights go out?
Bill,
IBW?
Yeah. Clip's still running, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Bill? You there?
Bill?
Hi, my name is Bill Troutman.
Oh, my God, another rocket scientist. All right, so Kenny said something interesting at the end. We want to play you Cut 12 because she did it again last night on Colbert. We played it yesterday. It's the takeaway from both the 60 Minutes, well, from The View. I would argue, and I know people, Dan, some of these people on Twitter, I'm trying to be period of grace today. Why are we playing The View? Why are we playing Howard Stern? All right, because this is where the action is. And for my money, The View got Harris in a worse spot than all the stuff on 60 Minutes. Because The View just threw her a softball. Well, what's different? What are you going to be doing different than Joe Biden? They're thinking she's going to say all these wonderful things and she'll look good. Instead, she's thinking, oh, I can't say anything bad about Biden. I got to double down and say I was in on all these things. So actually, The View question, I think it was Sonny Hostin, is much more impactful. I'm going to ask Michael Whatley about that. I'm told already they're working up commercials on this. In other words, how are you a change agent if you wouldn't change anything that Joe Biden did? You have to understand the dopiness of The View led to this. And here's Brett Baer. I love this spokesperson for Harris. This is the guy with glasses, bald-headed young guy, because he actually gets into it with you. He doesn't just say bromides. I mean, he really gets into it. I think he would come on here, this guy. Brett Baer asked that question. Well, how are you the change agent when you wouldn't do anything different than Joe Biden did?
I want to talk about the new proposals you have out there in just a minute, but today's soundbite there is getting jumped on, obviously, by the Trump campaign in saying that he can't think of anything that comes to mind that she would do differently. The theory was a new way forward and turning the page. How do you do that if you can't think of one thing?
Well, Brett, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience tonight. I think later in that same interview, she said actually specifically that she said, oh, actually, one thing that I would have done differently than President Biden has done is I'm committing to appoint a Republican to my cabinet.
Oh, my God. All right, let's stop it there. So I give Harris credit. She knew that she didn't say anything when asked that question. So she went back to the well and tried to differentiate later in the view by saying, I'm going to put a Republican on there. How is that really significantly different, though, from the Biden policies? How? So that's where they're going to try to go with this. But when you think the view isn't important, she relaxed a little bit. They threw her a question that she had no answer for, and that's where Republicans are going now, and rightfully so. I think much more than the 60 Minutes interview. Just one more Stern cut that shows you really how far Stern has gone, Dan. I mean, and I think he's legitimate here. I don't think this is showbiz. You know him much better than anybody we could ever find, but this isn't showbiz. He's actually this deficient, deranged when it comes to Trump, that he doesn't like what other entertainers are doing, a bit of satire. He made his whole business out of that, obviously. He was good at it. Saturday Night Live is satirizing Kamala Harris a little bit. I don't think it's offensive. So Maya Rudolph might win the Emmy for it. It's not like what they did with Sarah Palin. It makes Harris look, maybe she drinks a little bit of wine, but that's about it. But listen to Stern's take on what SNL's doing.
How did you react to the Saturday Night Live bit?
Well, I just saw it, actually, and it was funny. I am a huge fan of Maya Rudolph's. I think she put a lot of time into doing the piece and the character.
My campaign is like the Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso. The lyrics are vague, but the vibe slaps.
I hate it. I don't want you being made fun of.
Much
at stake. I believe the entire future of this country right now. I mean, as America, land of the free, home of the brave, I think it's literally on the line.
Deranged. What do you want?
It is amazing. A guy who's done the things that he's done. Some of the worst. Prostate cancer on the head of the FCC. That type of stuff. Can't be doing that on Saturday Night Live, that she's drinking wine. This is what we're up against. This is where it's headed.
He should be one of the leading forces in,
of course,
along with someone like a Dave Chappelle or similar, voicing the freedom for comedy and such. And here he is saying that the satirization of a presidential candidate is
right
off his...
When it's minimal.
What?
It's not like the Palin satire. By the way, one thing here. Henry, what do you make of this headline? Little headline test here from WHYY about last night's debacle for the Phillies. Phillies lose to Mets 2-7, down 1-2 in NLDS.
Did a 10-year-old write that?
What's wrong with it?
It's all backwards.
Yes.
The score, the series.
It's a score. I'm not going to be sexist and say who wrote this. There was a woman over on NBC 10 who came on, Dan, because they wouldn't pay a weekend sports person. She wanted to be a homer for the Phillies, so she said last night's score, Phillies 3, Astros 5.
Oh, no.
This isn't soccer. You know, we don't
the home team goes first, though. Come on.
The winning team. The winning team goes first. No, the winning team goes first. People want to know who won. You put the one that had more of whatever the thing is first.
Yeah.
This is WHYY. Phillies lose to Mets 2-7. People are looking at it like, what kind of sport are we playing here? Was there...
We can't lose to the Mets 7-2.
Exactly. Down 1-2.
You lose to them 2-7.
And you're not down 1-2. You're down 2-1.
Would you rather a headline read Mets beat the Phillies 7-2?
Yes, that's what it is. Sure. Okay. Or you could write Philly. You could write, if you want, Phillies lose to Mets 7-2. Okay.
Yeah, Mets lead series 2-1.
Well, the Phillies didn't lose to the Mets 7-2. They lost 2-7.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Maybe over at WHYY, they'll call the show and tell us who wrote this.
AI.
What was the crew? I was thinking about that, too. Is AI writing stuff for this news organization? I'm going to play with it. I mean, I think it stuns me. They have 100 people working over there.
If Sports Illustrated did it, who's to say a local outlet wouldn't?
Yeah. Well, it was NBC 10. I don't know. Sports Illustrated do this, too?
That's what sent them into bankruptcy. That's what finally pushed them over. They had all these AI authors.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant, coming up with stuff like this. Yeah. But that's a good observation. AI wouldn't know the difference that we put the winning score first. It's not the home team or something. And soccer, I don't know what they do. In soccer, do they say 2-0? No, 2-0. I think even soccer puts the winning score first. They don't put the home team first.
Yeah.
I'll save this one.
I don't know. I disagree. I think it's like a me versus I situation. You can have like Dom and I or Tommy and me.
No. You obviously can't.
You know, when you got to go in the order of the teams.
If you asked any person in this office what was the score last night, none of them would say 2-7.
Well, that's, exactly. We're not talking. We're saying, how much did the Phillies lose to the Mets by? I think you would get the answer 2-7.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't say 7-2.
Right.
Pull anybody in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Go get him, Henry. Go get him.
Get some Democrat voters now. Henry, I would say Democrat voters in Philadelphia, if you went out on 2400 here and asked a few Democrat voters, God knows what. All I know is the Democrats won. All right, let us give you the side question. I've been waiting on this one for a while. I just love it. And it kind of ties into my own, chauvinism. No, not chauvin, xenophobia. Pro-American. Tomorrow is National Metric Day. And America is never going to go metric, just like we're not going to put 2-7 WHYY. Come on. So I want to know something you think America will never go for, person, place, or thing. You're willing to throw it out there and predict that. And I will say soccer. Now, America has soccer. Soccer has some popularity. I meant, though, that soccer would be the sport. And I think baseball kids itself every year. During the playoffs, it's pretty hot. But let's face it. As soon as football is actually, here in town, no bye week and all that, they're going to lead with football.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if the Phillies lost Game 5, I'm not even sure over the weekend which day it is, which would WIP lead with, or if the Eagles lost? I think they still lead with the Eagles, potentially. Well, they're out, done for the season. It is a debacle of debacle. I'm telling you, they be flipping coins there. You got to go Eagles.
Go back and forth.
Oh, I hear them during bye weeks like, oh, my God, what are we, what are we going to do? The other is communism. I know we have a form of government socialism of a sort. I don't think we're ever going to go communistic. Even if Kamala Harris and Walz are elected, I don't see that. Henry, you start us off. How about yours?
Yeah, so one thing I noticed when I was over in Ireland this summer is that their highways, when you want to turn onto a different one, they use the roundabout.
Ah, yes.
And here we use all these loops that just go up and around, and around. And I was thinking, the roundabout is so much more simple. I mean, it could go five different ways and you just turn onto that street. It's very, it's so
have
much
have you
more
ever
simple.
Tried to do, I liked it, and I, my tip for the roundabout, at least in Jersey, they call it circles. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Do not stop, but don't go through fast. Go through at a moderate speed.
Right.
Don't stop whatever's in front of you on the side. Just keep moving some way or another. That's how you get through.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just don't think we'll ever, based on our infrastructure, we're just never going to go for that.
I don't think people like it either.
It's more efficient.
Dan, how about yours?
I don't think we'll ever embrace electric vehicles. And I'm the progressive kind of person. But when we're talking about America and how much we love our engines and motors, there's always going to be at least some kind of novelty for the gas engine. And I don't think we're ever going to have a time where we fully, as Americans, embrace electric vehicles as the sole option for travel here in America, as the liberals would much like us to. And I'll also say we're never going to, there's so much infringement on food and trying to replace it with vegetables and healthy foods, but we're never going to surrender hot dogs and hamburgers as the summer staple the American food.
I would agree with that big time.
Where do you stand on autonomous cars, Dan? Will we ever go for that?
I think there'll be a place for them.
Fully autonomous.
I don't think it's going to be a situation where everybody's sitting in an autonomous car punching it in, but I do think Uber and of all is eventually going to switch to where you call for a car, it shows up, and it's a, computer-driven vehicle.
Apparently, I saw a story this week, women, they said taxis, but it could be Uber too, like the driverless car. Oh, my God. Driverless car is not going to happen. There's going to be more.
I want it to so much, but big airline will never let that happen.
Okay. All right. 8-5.
Hey, I would it not be nice though to say like, hey, I want to take a trip to DC, but I don't want to drive, so I'm going to essentially hire an AI to drive me there and sit back,
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
If every car was autonomous on the road, you'd have none of these problems because all the cars would be talking to each other, and then everyone could go 200 miles an hour. You'd never have to fly in the country again. And yeah, like I said, big airplane.
Apparently,
not going for it.
That niche,
living in the world of the Jetsons.
That niche is not going to work, or niche. 855-839-1210. So hit us with that. Give us your reaction to Jim Kenny. And again, I know the Whitaker interview was more serious on 60 Minutes. But the thing that is the takeaway from this stuff is Kamala Harris saying, well, she's not different than Joe Biden and Joe Biden's policies. Republicans are already gearing up with ads on that. It gets to the idea of then, how are you the change candidate? Let's vote on this. Do people like Biden policies with Harris involved? Or do they like Trump policies? I would take that. Take that over anything else. And who got her to do that? The View. 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Pat. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. One of the stories, you know, given what's going on in North Carolina, Florida, given all the media coverage of Harris yesterday and the breakdown of that, is the story of this Afghan national. And this is the guy the FBI says was allied with ISIS, getting others, getting weapons to murder Americans on Election Day. In the criminal complaint, it was revealed that this guy, Tawahadi, had entered the United States on September 9, 2021, as a special immigrant visa, and is currently on parole status pending adjudication of his immigration proceedings. The press release announces charges against him for plotting an ISIS-related terrorist attack to occur on Election Day. This is the type of thing where Trump and Vance and people like me and people like you have been critical of. We don't know who's coming into our country. I remember the Sunday when Trump said we can't vet people from Syria. I'm trying to remember some of the others. There were a bunch of them, and it was called a Muslim ban, even though it was more about the countries and the unreliability of credentialing and knowing who we're dealing with. And all hell broke loose. So if this guy had murdered 20, 40, 50 of us, I guess it was worth it because we don't want to vet people. Again, Afghanistan's no different to me. I know the special connection there with people that work with us, et cetera, and all that. But why was this guy not vetted? What's the background that would give away what he's all about? So imagine doing this on Election Day. Just imagine that scene in a crowded polling place. He liquidated his assets. He sent his wife and kids, apparently, back home or to some country to have them out of the way. And I think he was caught when he was trying to bring other people into this ring. Why, as Americans, do we have to put up with this? You know, right away, the other side always tells us, well, you know, the greater bulk of these people are just wanting to be in America. No one's arguing that. But we are arguing significant numbers of illegal immigrants, of people that are here on parole, as they call it, be it Haiti, Afghanistan, whatever it might be, those people might mean us harm. Do we not have a right, an expectation to vet them and to make sure this is a slow process? I mean, it's over 3 years that this person's been here. and no vetting. So I do hope this blows up into more of an incident to underline the point. Now, President Trump is going to be going Friday to Aurora, Colorado. And in Aurora, we've had stories of the takeover of housing developments, or at least part of it, by this Venezuelan gang. And they've even been in Texas taking over various things. Now, you have to be careful with this. You can't oversell it. You have to be buttoned up on it, just like what's going on in North Carolina. But the bottom line is that we must, by all accounts and all circumstances, we have to do a better job at vetting people and not being afraid to be pushed around that you're called some kind of name if you just want your family and America to be safe. And when you have millions of people here, easily millions, if not tens of millions, that are certainly suspect or from suspect countries, well, here's an example. Good for the FBI, though, that they sniffed this out. Now, coming up, we're looking toward Florida today, and we're looking to see what the federal response is versus what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. But in addition to that, I told Dawn, beginning tease, how many government employees do we have when we see the deficiencies with the federal government here? How many federal employees do we have? Well, California has a population of 38,965,193. That's number one, sadly. Number two is Texas with a population of 30,503,301. And in third place, if they were a state, would be federal employees, not Florida. Florida's population is only 22,610,000. Federal employee, federal, state, and local governments in the country employed 23 million. I found this hard to believe myself this morning. 23,421,000 for federal, state, and local governments, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In other words, government payrolls were populated by more people than lived in the state of Florida or any of the 47 other states. Think about that. There were a total of 159 million people working in non-farm jobs. But the record, 23,421,000 working for government, equaled 14.7% of the total. More than one out of every seven workers in America works for government at this point. Now, that would seem to be a bit of a problem. And we're seeing it play out with FEMA's non-response and the non-response that might happen except for the state in Florida. All right, phone lines to get in. Don't forget the side question, too. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210 and you'll get in. Hit us with something that you think America would never go for. Communism, soccer, you heard Henry's and Dan's. Hit us with your own. You're willing to stake it as bad as it gets. It's not going to go for this. What might that be? All right. It's National Metric Day tomorrow. You can hit us with that. 855-839-1210. Let's talk FanDuel for a moment. This year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because the numbers are not just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like. You get to see the odds beforehand, and you can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Dom and bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. So we have this situation with a guy from Afghanistan, not vetted, awaiting 3 years plus in adjudication, cooking up a plot with ISIS, of course, and other Confederates and weapons to murder us on Election Day. Again, just another shining example. I'm glad Trump is going to Aurora. And again, instead of recognize the problem, that's why you had to be careful with them. If you're off even a little bit, like saying they're running this apartment complex in Aurora, they seem like they've taken over parts of it with weapons. So I'd say it that way. But the bottom line is these cities, these towns are under tremendous pressure. I'm reading a story today just at Real Queer Politics, Real Queer Education. In American education, classrooms are being reshaped by record migrant arrivals. The arrival of more than a half million school-age children since 2022 has strained school budgets, left teachers grappling with language barriers. All right, so you have these kids in a classroom. The teacher, tell you from experience, they're going to expend all that energy with these kids. What about the others? This is the real story. This is what's going on. It's not made up. It's abysmal. And the media wants to defend by trying to deflect on the smallest detail they can to move away from what the problem is. So when Trump goes to Aurora, have good advance work, be buttoned up, get people who actually have lived through this and put it out in that manner. And don't do this off the cuff. Don't stray from the message. That's the only hope they have. They cannot rebut this principle that Americans are being overrun. So I'm looking at a Gallup poll today, just out. And Gallup is pretty reliable. And the economy is the number one issue for those saying this is extremely likely voters that they're going to vote on. Republicans. The number two issue is illegal immigration. With Democrats, you have to go down to the sixth or seventh issue before they say they're extremely concerned about the economy to be voting on it. Democracy, they actually say to Gallup, is at stake. That's what they're voting on. Now, people with that type of attitude, you're not going to reach in this election. We have to hold our base, and we have to peel away people that are more rational. If the economy is not your number one issue, you're a zombie. Now, if you want to put that in, Trump, democracy, I worry about that after the economy, knock yourself out. But if you say that's the number one concern that you have, and the economy is behind a whole bunch of things, then you're deranged. It's not just that you're well off and you can deal with this. You're insulated. You're in a denial of reality. And you just despise Trump and can't wait to put that hatred into play. Okay. There are voters like that out there. Significant numbers. That's their base. Not going to reach them. But the others are reachable to say, really? You really haven't been diminished by this economy. Here is Kamala Harris stating what the problem is. No solution again. This is this is Colbert last night. Henry, this is cut nine, talking about the American dream is really elusive.
The American dream right now is really elusive for far too many people in terms of even aspiring to own a home. It's too expensive. We don't have enough housing. We have a housing shortage. So part of my plan is to work with the private sector, with builders and developers, to build 3 million more homes by the end of my first term and to give first-time home buyers a $25,000 down payment assistance so they can just get their foot in the door to home ownership, which is the fastest and the most efficient way for people to build intergenerational wealth. These are the ways that I think about.
Hey, applauding. How much do you think it's going to be if you're trying to get into a home? Are you going to be in an apartment, the Colbert audience, the rest of your life in New York? And why should we give people $25,000? Where's that coming from? Yeah, the American dream is elusive, and it pains me to see Americans diminish where they don't think they're going to be able to get into that first home. And what's doing it are their policies. And what will continue to do it are their policies. Every analysis of what she just said there sees disaster for how much that first home now price will be jacked up. That's exactly what's going to happen. Is she going to then have the government come in and say you can't jack it up and then they won't build as many homes as they're building? What are they applauding for there? She's the problem. He's the problem. Biden, their policies, progressives, the entire Democrat Party apparatus has created this. Overregulation is the problem. And this is going to be wiped away because she says we're going to build 3 million houses and give people $25,000. Who's going to pay for that? Why should they pay for that? We want everyone to succeed, and that means opportunity. That means getting the government out of our lives, not having winners and losers picked where we're paying for this stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Today's side question, something you believe that America will never go for, like soccer, communism. It's metric day. How many years have we fought this battle? You hear the rest of the world is doing metric. Why won't America? Because we're not going to do metric. I don't see it anytime in the future. All right, so 855-839-1210. You could jump on board. Hit us with that. Again, we're going to talk with Michael Whatley at 1:30 today, chair of the RNC. He's a North Carolina guy. I think Republicans need to do a better job at documenting point by point exactly what's going on or not going on in North Carolina. And now we move toward Florida. Here's President Biden yesterday. And again, this is a direct shot back at Harris. He's trying to undermine her pretty much with this. It's Biden talking about the fact that Ron DeSantis is doing a heck of a job here in Florida. Why would Biden say something like that? Henry, do you have that cut? I don't see it here.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yeah, here's President Biden.
The governor of Florida has been cooperative. He said he's gotten all that he needs. I talked to him again yesterday. And I said, whatever. I said, no, you're doing a great job. It's being all being done well. We thank you for it. And I literally gave my personal phone number to call. So I don't know. There was a rough start in some places, but every governor from Florida to North Carolina, has been fully cooperative and supportive and acknowledged what this team is doing. And they're doing an incredible job. But we got a lot more to do.
Well, I don't think DeSantis has acknowledged that. It's a bit of a misstatement. But you know what's going on here. Harris trying to goad DeSantis into taking her call so she can show empathy and concern. Well, if she had canceled all that media yesterday and been there, I think that would have been an advantage for her. But she wasn't going to do that because there are a lot of gaps that they think they were able to fill in yesterday with people getting to know her. Today, the Harris campaign just announced Hombres con Harris. Hombres is the title. Yes, Hombres. All right. I guess that's Men with Harris. And this is going to be Latino groups that are going to be going around the country to places like the Lehigh Valley in Philadelphia, telling Latino men that they're hombres. This is like the white dudes, only it's hombres now for Harris. That are out there trying to convince men, what don't you like? Okay, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. For years, I've talked with you about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s part of my daily routine. Well, from supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. Listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals, and now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3 choices. To get this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com. RES-Q.com. Remember, it's code OMEGA50, OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. If you have a chance, I don't have the exact time yet. I'll be on Newsmax this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour talking about what I see going on here in Pennsylvania. And we're seeing more and more Democrats feeling, instead of the vibe, instead of feeling all this joy, feeling a bit desperate. Is that why they rolled out Jim Kenney? If you missed it, oh man, I'm looking at this answer to the side question. I don't know if I agree with this. We'll have this in a moment. We're asking today a side question, National Metric Day tomorrow, something America will never go for. We're trying to get, I'm not exactly sure. I know there's difficulty. We're trying to get people on from North Carolina. We're going to have Michael Whatley. He's North Carolina, the Republican RNC chair. But we need to co-ate this better to document exactly what's going on there. Because we played for you yesterday, and we'll play it again because I don't think we can play it enough, Henry. This is the cut of the French woman talking about, at one point in time, this is cut five, what she said with Steve Ducey the other day: we are not sluicing money toward illegal immigrants out of the FEMA budget. And then we played you what she said in September 2022. Now, the media is sigging on the idea that Trump did the very same thing. That's their new line of defense. Ignoring the totality of this, people are outraged because FEMA is not coming through. It was not a massive, we're all Americans, we're going to get you out of there in North Carolina by any stretch of the imagination. People are seeing billions, hundreds of billions going to Ukraine. Kamala Harris the other day talking about bailing out these families in Lebanon. They see the illegal immigration. They see what's going on across America's cities, the money going toward that. They see this constantly, and they have a sense these are rural areas mainly in North Carolina, Trump country, who voted for him both times, big time, and they don't like it. We're going to get more of an update from Whatley, too. What's being done to make sure those people are going to be able to vote when we get right down to the last couple of weeks? And at 1 o'clock, our buddy, federal big-time attorney, Wally Zimmerlong, will be with us. Won a big victory yesterday. He heads up a Pennsylvania voter integrity group. One of the best attorneys, you've heard him with me over the years, that won a big victory against Luzerne County yesterday. So the Trump people are on this much, much better than the last time around. It's just a question of Democrats, you realize, not going to give up on this. All right, let's go to... I was just going to go to the call. He said America's never going to give up on the bra, women wearing bras. I think for a period of time there, I haven't seen it a lot recently. I'd say it's one out of 20, maybe. Routinely it doesn't. Henry, where would you put that figure?
I mean, consistently?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 in 20.
Okay.
Maybe 1 in 15.
At one point in time, I'd say it was 1 out of 5. I mean, it was really a thing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's certain things you can't wear them for, and I get that. But
I don't count a sports bra as a bra.
Oh, I think the numbers are way different then.
Yeah, that may be what...
Like we're talking like an old-fashioned brassiere.
Yeah. But I mean, sports bras are kind of in another land there. I'd count them on the side of, let's move forward with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I think my numbers got to change that.
You have to do some calculations in the back room. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
I did a little math in my head, and that proposal of Kamala's would come to, at minimum, $825 billion to build 3 million new homes and give everybody a $25,000. And the last time they tried something like this, I believe we had the financial shutdown of 2008, correct, with that Community Reinvestment Act?
Well, and we know what it does. They're going to jack up the prices, just like colleges, and keep on giving more and more student loan money. The price is going to go up.
government has no business getting into business, Dom. That's the bottom line.
And again, Robert, I know you, and we've talked as a dad and you as a dad. Nothing we want more than for our kids to see better life than we had, even. And she's diminished it. Biden's diminished it. And now they want to charge other people for what they've done.
This is the country our kids got to live and compete in. If you keep messing with it the way they have been, it's going to be a disaster.
Exactly.
But my answer to the side question was the Warren Report.
Ah.
And that had having to do with Kennedy's assassination and how a lot of people never really accepted it or bought it. And I think it's getting worse as days go by. But we'll see when they finally let the records out in 2065 or whatever.
Yeah, that is.
But you guys have a great day. Okay.
Thank you, Robert. Look, I've been there, and I could say Lee Harvey Oswald could have done it. You got to stand there in the museum behind the plexiglass. He was a pretty good shot. You could see it. But yeah, I don't think people have bought into that. That's one of the all. That's really started the conspiracy stuff off second to none. Okay, Michael, Wally Zimmerlong first, big time attorney. You've heard him when we have trouble. We go to him. He's involved in all the big lawsuits that have come through the show. Won a big victory yesterday against Luzerne County as far as voter integrity. We'll tell you what that is and talk with him. What keeps him up at night as far as how the vote will be counted here in Pennsylvania. Speaking of that, Al Schmidt, the guy in charge of that. Yes, the very guy, the Secretary of State. He will be here at 1 o'clock on Friday. So send me your questions. I've gotten a lot from listeners. This guy arguably has one of the most important positions in America, the infrastructure of this election. And he's been saying it's going to take 2 or 3 days. I'm going to ask why. Why that calculation? You'll get all that on Friday. Right now, though, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.